Good morning from the Financial Times. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, and this is your FT News Briefing. The UK is trying to throw money at the country's sewage problem, and the security pact between the US, UK, and Australia is opening the door to Japan. Plus, Taiwan's most important chip manufacturer is expanding its operations in the US. I'm Kasia Brusalian, and here's the news you need to start your day. The Environment Agency for England and Wales announced today that it's allocating £11 million to local water projects. The money comes from fines collected against five water companies, including Thames Water. The regulator is hoping the move will calm public anger over sewage pollution. Water companies are facing their biggest protest since the industry was privatized 35 years ago. The EA recently said companies pumped raw sewage into British rivers and seas at a record pace last year. Green campaign groups, however, say that the money is way too little to make any meaningful difference to water quality across the UK. Defense ministers from the US, UK, and Australia announced yesterday that they're thinking about expanding their security partnership. AUKUS was signed back in 2021 as a pact between the three countries to respond to China's growing military capabilities. Now, the US wants to involve Japan. Here to talk to me about it is the FT's Dimitri Savastopoulou. Hey, Dimitri.
Hey, Kasia. Hi.
So tell me a little bit more about this announcement that we heard from these three countries yesterday. What are they looking to do here?
What the US is trying to do here is build a whole series of mini-lateral agreements with allies in Asia and Europe and have these kind of lattice network of security arrangements that when you pull them all together, send a very strong message to China about not doing certain things in Asia, for example, attacking Taiwan. And what the defense minister said on Monday in a joint statement was that they would consider whether they could bring Japan into part of the AUKUS arrangement.
And do we have any sort of understanding of what involvement from Japan would actually look like?
Well, AUKUS is split into two pillars, Pillar 1 and Pillar 2. And Pillar 1 is trying to help Australia get nuclear-powered submarines. What we're talking about here is Pillar 2. We know that the general areas that Pillar 2 will focus on are things like artificial intelligence, quantum computing, subsea or undersea capabilities, and then also hypersonic weapons and counter-hypersonic weapons. Japan has done a lot on hypersonic weapons, so it would be logical to try and bring Japan in there somewhere, but there were no specifics in the announcement. And I think over the next few months, the three AUKUS members are going to work out where they think Japan could best partner with them and what would make most sense.
Okay, so you mentioned a couple of the benefits that would be included if Japan were to be a little bit more involved. Are there any negatives or hesitations from including Japan?
Well, in the long term, there aren't really hesitations, but in the short term, there are. Australia and the UK are concerned for two reasons. The first reason is they think it's already very tricky for the three countries, the US, the Australia, and the UK, to cooperate together. At the moment, there's a lot of security issues and issues around sharing of classified information that have to be dealt with. They want to focus on that first, smooth out their trilateral relationship before they add anyone else in. And then the second concern is Japan is widely believed not to have sufficiently secure kind of information protection. The US has been encouraging them to implement certain measures to make it easier for the US and its allies to share classified information with Japan and make sure that it's secure. But they haven't taken enough steps so far. So there's resistance in the UK and Australia and, frankly, in parts of the American system, which is Japan down the road makes a lot of sense. It's probably the most important US ally in the world right now, but they need to get their information security systems into better shape before it can be brought into even part of AUKUS.
And now that we're talking about expansion, I mean, just how productive has AUKUS been up to this point?
I think the thing people need to remember about AUKUS is that the main part of AUKUS, Pillar 1, which is really the core of the agreement, is a multi-decade program to help Australia, jointly with the UK, build nuclear-powered submarines. And so that's something that's going to take 2 or 3 decades before you see those submarines come off the production lines in the shipyards and actually enter the water. The idea behind Pillar 2 was to have something that you could accomplish more in the short term. So they've been pushing hard on Pillar 2. The difficulty has been that a lot of the things they're working on, again, are highly sensitive, and sharing information with even with defense companies across the three countries is not easy. So there isn't an awful lot that we can point to right now in terms of tangible progress. But we expect that by the end of this year, the three countries will have announced certain things where they've actually made progress on some of the advanced technologies that I was talking about earlier.
Dmitry Sevastopoulou is the FT's US-China correspondent. Thanks, Dmitry.
Thank you.
The world's biggest chip maker has agreed to produce its most advanced chips in Arizona. These are the ones that power artificial intelligence. The move by Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, is a boost for President Joe Biden's efforts to bring production to the U.S. Catherine Hilla has more on the deal, and she joins me now. Hey, Catherine.
Hi.
So walk me through some of the basics of TSMC's plan to build more chips in the U.S.
Well, TSMC first agreed to invest in Arizona and build new fabrication plants 4 years ago. At the time, the company was pretty cautious because so far, most of their manufacturing, the lion's share, has been in Taiwan. But they've had considerable pressure from both the U.S. government and also their customers to make some production capacity available in the U.S. And so first, they committed to building some plants that are one technology generation behind what they are offering in Taiwan. But now they have agreed to have their second fabrication plant that they're building in Arizona run on what will be the most advanced technology process when it opens, and that will be in 2028.
So this sounds like a big investment from a pretty crucial company. What drew TSMC to the U.S. in the first place?
Well, it's mostly customer pressure. So the customers are Apple, which is the largest customer, so making chips for mobile devices. They include NVIDIA, the company that is the market leader in AI chips, and many, many, many other companies. So these companies have been telling TSMC that they would like to have at least some kind of backup option to have some of their chips manufactured in the US in case there is, well, geopolitical trouble or maybe a disruption for other reasons, that it might be a good idea if chip capacity, production capacity would be more diversified geographically.
Yeah, remind me of the broader backstory here. Why is the U.S. so focused on onshoring chip production?
Well, there's a host of factors. Most directly, of course, there is the perceived risk of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. China claims Taiwan as part of its territory. The U.S. has realized that if one day there were open conflict over Taiwan, there's a risk that concentrated chip capacity that is located in Taiwan might go offline or might be lost. So that would pose a risk to U.S. national security. So what the U.S. government is doing right now is, of course, the CHIPS and Science Act, which is a U.S. law passed in 2022 and provides for a total of $39 billion U.S. dollars in direct subsidies or grants to chip companies. And then there's a host of other incentives, including, for example, tax credits and developing engineering talent and so on.
Okay, so the U.S. is really trying to protect the production of this crucial technology, but that's very much from the U.S. perspective. What is Taiwan's perspective here? Is moving this capability abroad in its own interest?
It is a politically sensitive issue because there is a saying in Taiwan that TSMC is kind of the sacred mountain that protects the country. There's long been this idea that having so much chip capacity here, of course, makes the country more important to its trading partners and also to its security partners. So in the beginning, when Washington's push started, there was quite some concern in the government here that losing some of that capacity would actually make Taiwan less relevant. But I think that has somewhat passed. And the thinking is now that as long as Taiwan remains a vital supply chain partner, the same still applies.
Catherine Hilla is the FT's Greater China correspondent. Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you.
One more thing. The U.S. edition of our third annual FT Weekend Festival is happening on May 4th in Washington, D.C. The event will include conversations with political leaders, artists, and of course, FT journalists. You can find out how to register by clicking the link in our show notes. And hey, podcast listeners get 10% off by using the code WEEKENDPODCAST. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure to check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.